With the $5 meal deal at McDonald's, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
We're back with K100 Sports. Boom.
So, Billy, you go. By the way, you go into USC this weekend.
No, I'm not going.
How come?
Just because it was like very overpriced. It was priced up as it was priced up. It was more than the show I just went to in Vegas. So I just picked.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Everything's like that here. WWE. We had that with the Clash at the Castle. We've got that. The money in the bank tickets for that arena show at the O2 were like £400-£500 a ticket. So,
which is how much American?
$700.
Wow.
For an arena and that's the same thing they did with UFC. So I looked at it and was like, all right, so it's £500 for a seat. It's £550 for John Jones. Like, I'll just go watch that card and take a holiday with it at the same time. Cause John Jones, you know, over Kamaru Usman, it's not a competition. Like, obviously, you know, in terms of like pecking, or in terms of like where they are in pound for pound standings and whatnot, like, you know, they're not going to be far off. But I think like with what Jones did last time, like he's far and away like the number one, like maybe even the GOAT now. I've always been like a Khabib guy, but I don't know. Jones looks pretty.
Let me ask you guys a question. Who have been your favorite fighters? Like, as a fan. I was a fan of Conor. You know, I would like, I've wanted Connor to win fights, and then when he loses, I'd get like, I'd kind of be a downer.
Chael.
You know? I like Chael too. Sure. I like Chael too. Yeah, I like the guys that embrace the professional wrestling. I like Colby.
I like Colby Covington. Yeah,
you know?
I like Colby. I like Cody Garbrandt, but he had a bad run for a while. At least
why did you like Cody Garbrandt?
Why did I like him?
Yeah.
Because of that amazing, that first amazing performance he had. I think it was what Eddie Alvarez that he beat.
He just looked to me like your typical UFC douchebag that's got tattoos. You know,
so
I always looked at that guy. But when a guy has tons of tattoos, I always think eventually he's just going to get knocked the F out by somebody.
He does look like a, he looks like a typical UFC.
How about you,
guy,
Billy?
Yeah.
It's very strange, like, because I'm a bit snobby like this. So I'm a bit like AEW fans are towards wrestling. It's like, I don't like it when you get somebody who gets out into the mainstream, like when Anthony Joshua was, and he was being compared to Muhammad Ali by British boxing fans, and then with Conor McGregor, who has been called like the greatest fighter of all time. Anybody that attracts in that casual audience, and sometimes, you know, it's fine to have a casual audience, but with casual audience comes casual takes on social media, and casual takes, they don't know that they've got casual takes. They think they've got expert takes, and then you have like, you know, millions of experts on social media telling you that Connor's the best and Anthony Joshua is the best, and it becomes annoying. So I don't root for those fighters. I kind of always want them to get out of the way. I was dying for the first AJ defeat, and I was
dying.
Is
that how you felt about Rousey?
No, I did not, because being a woman like that, she didn't really have that overwhelming like backing. And the thing is that I felt that like that was a good thing. So I never saw a woman come down to any sport with that level of like intensity and
dominance.
Be pushed in that way. And I kind of felt like what I had more of an issue with is kind of the disingenuous way that WWE turned around and made their speeches off the back of Ronda Rousey and said, oh, we need to recognize women now and started women's wrestling and whatnot. That they made out like that was for like, you know, a moralistic decision when actually they realized that the way that the world was moving forward is that they could make money off women because Ronda Rousey just done it in UFC. Ronda Rousey for me is like one of the most groundbreaking women in all of sport because
she's one of your favorites.
Yes, you want like if someone breaks ground, it's completely different. Like for her to do what she did to be the first, because a lot of people, I was one of the people as well. I didn't want to see women getting hit and women bleeding.
Yeah.
And whatnot. But the actual like internal acceptance I had when she went into the main event, on no Twitter account or social media or anything can you see any tweet of me ever saying, oh, this is bullshit. Why is this woman main eventing at all? She had a presence and the way that she carried herself, the presentation of Ronda Rousey and the way she carried herself, made it completely accepting that she was a bigger star than all of the men that were on the card or that could have done it. She carried herself that way. So yeah, that was totally fine with me. And I wanted her to keep winning. I wasn't happy when Holly Holm beat her. But yeah, in terms of Connor and AJ in boxing, that carried over a different support. Where with Ronda Rousey, she was the best, so there was no point saying it. But AJ was never the best, and Conor McGregor was never ever the best, and that was kind of winding me up when you have like these a million experts kind of surfacing onto your territory, something that I do for a living, which is annoying. So when Khabib smashed him, especially when he got racist with the whole "your wife wears a towel" kind of shit, like that emotionally, Disco, you're on lockbetting.com on the service. Like, have you even ever seen a four unit play?
No.
Have you ever seen me do a four-unit play?
Very rarely do you even do two-unit plays.
Right. That Khabib Nurmagomedov was a four-unit play against Conor McGregor. It's the only one ever that's not a future. Like, there's been like 5-10-unit futures. For people that don't understand, four-unit is £400, which is $500. So I told people on my service, which is a very responsible, well-managed service, to put $500 on Khabib to beat Conor, and he absolutely smashed him to pieces. So,
okay, so who do you got in the fight this week?
No, no, Conor, I want to hear from you. Conor, who are you a fan of?
Of what?
UFC. Of the UFC fighters. Yeah, like, who are you a fan? Like you watch a fight, who are you emotionally, like, guys in the past, you've been emotionally invested, like, you know, you're into it. Like, and if the guy gets beat, you a feel it. Guys. If the guy wins, like give me a couple names.
Kane, mm-hmm. Daniel Cormier, Masvidal. I like
Diaz.
Cody because he's a good friend of mine. You know, we met in Impact.
Mm-hmm.
Diaz would be another one.
I like Dominic Cruz a lot too. When
Conor right. McGregor. I like Dominic because believe it or not, all
the top stars basically. I like they draw emotion. Yeah.
Let me just say this real quick. So I like Dominic a lot because down here in Chula Vista, there's a thing called Alliance Gym, which is owned by Brandon Vera, and Dominic would train there. And I actually went there to get in shape. UFC training is fucking incredible.
Right.
But Dominic would be in there every day training, and I was just bedazzled at his hand speed and his foot speed, and you know, and he was a cool dude. So yeah, Dominic would be another guy. Yeah.
Let me ask you, guys, a question. It's really interesting. Like in individual sports, tennis, boxing, UFC, I don't feel an allegiance to my countrymen. Because when you see the individual personality, when it's an individual sport, it's impossible for that personality not to shine through. Either they've got a boring personality, or they've got a strong personality, or they've got a crazy mentality like Novak Djokovic. I will pull for Novak Djokovic on a tennis court against every Brit. I will pull for certain UFC fighters when they fight. Doesn't matter if they're in there with a British guy or whatever. I don't feel any allegiance to country in individual sports. Do you feel the same? Look, Conan, you're a Mexican. Do you like Mexican boxers? Do you care about that? Just like the person.
Yeah, I'm Cuban Puerto Rican, but I care about anything from Cuba, from Puerto Rico, from Mexico, and the United States. I have like four allegiances.
That's cheap.
It's like it's like most of my heritage is Irish, and so I'll find myself rooting for Irish fighters.
In the World Cup, I root for the USA and I root for Italy.
Yeah, it's kind of it's almost like it's fun to join in kind of thing.
Well, I kind of like the Italian fight. Well, there's not really a lot of Italian. Let me ask you this. Let's get into this weekend. There's two fights I'm interested in. One I want to talk about that's completely puzzled, okay? Bro, to me, Justin Gaethje is an A-list fighter.
Yeah.
And he's a 230 underdog to this guy, Rafael Fiziev. And I've seen Fiziev fight like one time, but I didn't know he's 12-1. Gaethje's 23-4. Billy, do you think that line is honest, or is that like what is that a sucker line, or is that like I'm surprised the guy's even favored over Gaethje. Well, what's your take from what you know of these guys?
Yeah, it's obviously like this is down to the record, and Gaethje could have a better record if he didn't fight the way that he does. But at the same time, Gaethje would also Gaethje's crazy because if Gaethje was 12-2, for example, right? And he fought a more conservative style to win fights, which he could do. Like, obviously, everybody's trained. They know how to grind it out. If Gaethje fought that way, then I feel that he would be less marketable. He'd have less money in the bank, and he would be appearing on less main cards than he has done. But the fact that Gaethje is a guaranteed entertainment, you would never take a piss or miss a second of a Justin Gaethje fight. And everybody knows that. You can put him on any pay-per-view. He's never gonna fight on the prelims again until obviously he comes towards the end of his career. So I feel that's kind of what's happened here, where you're looking at the record. But if he goes out there and bangs, yeah, could he get chinned? 100%. But he could land as well, because every Gaethje fight is going to be exactly the same. So yeah, of course the line is big. Like Dominic Mysterio says, who's he ever beaten? Like who's Fizio beat like to be that kind of favorite? Should he beat it?
He did beat Rafael Dos Anjos. Obviously, it isn't the young Rafael, but he still beat him.
Yo, Conan and Joe.
Ew.
Breaking news: Manscaped is now selling beard products. That's right, they've gone from waist to face to help you replace that bulky razor with their brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. Manscaped helps you get the golden rod of a Greek god. Now they've created the best tools for you to turn heads with a clean, perfectly groomed and conditioned beard. Finally, tame your mane by going to manscaped.com and use our code K100 for 20% off plus free shipping. This kit is about to change your life. The Beard Hedger Pro Kit has made it easier than ever to craft your signature look. It will take your facial hair anywhere from Gandalf, the Great Wizard, to Totally Bear. You can even look like the ZZ Top guys if you want to. LaGrange, great song. You agree, Conan?
Tremendous.
It all starts with the Beard Hedger, and this thing is a juggernaut of fixing faces. It's waterproof, and its cordless trimmer has a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair-cutting lengths. all with just one guard. Perfect. No more messy drawers full of extra add-ons. And like you heard that, no more drawers full of 20 different guards. It's just guard. Perfect, yeah. So with 20 lights, it's never so easy to find your beard look. Plus, the trimmer has a titanium-coated T-blade that is tough on the hair but smooth on your face. Do you know that I'm slim in the waist but cute in the face? Would you agree to that?
You are a Southern belle.
Yeah, the Pro Kit is much more than a trimmer, Joe. It comes with four dermatologist-tested formulations for your post-trim care, and it has the beard shampoo and conditioner. All your hair is different. Your beard and hair is much more coarse and easier to damage. That's why they get a shampoo and conditioner specifically designed to moisturize, reduce ingrown hairs, and replenish your natural oils for promoting beard health. Well, then they have the beard oil, too. And this nutrient-infused oil relieves dryness both on the beard and the skin beneath. And they cap it off with the beard balm. So pomade that shapes, styles, and moisturizes, bringing the amazing scent of fresh eucalyptus, rosemary, and lavender essential oils. Fantastic. And the beard kit also comes with three free gifts. Guess what they are? A beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. So get 20% off and free shipping with their code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use our code K100.
To Manscaped, which we love your products. We use them. We swear by them, okay?
Let me ask you a question. Sami Zayn follows you on Twitter, right?
Right.
You guys follow each other? Why don't you DM him our promo code here and see if he can
get
you that for his beard. Yeah.
Yeah, perfect, I think that's part of his personality right now.
Yeah.
But anyway, so check out Manscaped. That brings you the most comfortable underwear you've ever tried. They got this leather bag that's awesome. Everything they do is high quality. So check out all their products at Manscaped. Boom.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfers subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC.
Bro, here's the thing. Gaethje, I think a lot of UFC fighters have learned that being conservative doesn't sell tickets. And even if you lose, if you're exciting, people will follow you. And I think Gaethje is under that banner. Yeah. He's really good at like parry, inside parries and slipping to the with uppercuts and hooks. But this guy over here, Fiziev, not only can he strike, because this could be a great fight because they're both aggressive. They both hit hard. Gaethje's got an incredible chin. This guy also has killer fucking kicks, Fiziev. And, you know, he's experienced in Muay Thai. Younger. He's not beat up like Gaethje. This could be a real firefight. I love Gaethje, but I'm picking Fiziev in an upset.
Well, it's not an upset. He's like a 230 favorite. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. He's a big favorite, actually. So let's get to the main event. Does we do market correction here, and does Kamaru Usman get his win back? Because I'm very interested to see what fighters that win a bunch of fights in a row and lose their first time, what they do in their next fight. It usually determines their career. Because look at what happened to Tony Ferguson, right? He was rolling, and then he got rocked, and then he just never was the same. Kamaru Usman got rocked by that kid. He got knocked out. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, is he gun shy? Is he, you know, he's a 240 favorite going overseas in front of a hostile crowd. Let me ask you a question, Billy. Is Leon Edwards a fan favorite, or is it, I know there's some guys like Colby Covington over here is not really a fan favorite and he's American, but like, is he a fan favorite there? Or is it a mixed bag?
He'll be cheered, like, you know, in a UK audience of people that paid that much money to watch UFC, which is going to be a hardcore UFC fan base. They'll be behind him 100%, like in that environment. Like, the only time where I haven't seen that be the case was when it was Anderson Silva, because Anderson Silva is so iconic that it was a 50-50 crowd. When I went to Silva Bisping in the UK, it was a 50-50 crowd, legit. I was supporting Anderson Silva. Getting back to my point, which is why I asked that question, because I knew you were going to ask me that, your question, not that we prepared it, but I remember supporting Anderson Silva over Michael Bisping, because I won't blindly just go for a countryman. I love Anderson Silva. I've flown out to Vegas to watch him multiple times, and I could not support Michael Bisping because Michael Bisping was born on the same UK soil as me. That's not a good enough reason.
How many times have you flown over here to see a fight in Vegas?
I used to do it pretty regularly until like the names kind of dropped off. I used to waste a lot more money when my big brother money was more. But I've been over there to see Brock. I've been over there to see Connor. I went to the most expensive thing I went to was a Christmas card just after Christmas where Anderson Silva broke his leg.
Against Weidman, right?
And Ronda Rousey fought Misha Tate in a rematch on the same card. So it was like a huge, huge pay-per-view. It was like about $2,000 a ticket. We got it on the secondary market. Don't worry, Cody. Cody Rhodes fans won't need to pay that for WrestleMania. You can probably get it for like half the price.
Just a cheap shot.
Who do you like?
Go ahead, Joe.
No, I just wanted to one more fight. Casey O'Neill versus Jennifer Maia, because Casey seems like, you know, the UFC kind of would rather have her win. She's 9-0. And they've been.
I don't really know anything about them yet. I gotta watch.
You were that fight, Billy?
Yes, it's one of those like Bo Nickel, Ian Garry situations where they line up people. Ideally, they'd like to see a finish, but like that's not really frequent in women's fights. So if there's a line there which has that fight going over 2.5 rounds. I'd look at it. I'd look at the favorite to win on a decision instead, because sometimes it doesn't always work out the way UFC want it to. Because I mean, certain fighters know that they're there for a tomato can job. So, you know, making the distance can sometimes be an achievement. Like just from lasting the 3 rounds.
You like Edwards or Usman?
Yeah, I like I like Usman. For me, it's pretty clear what happened last time was a fluke. And it wasn't like even that, you know, they were going back and forth. Like when Israel Adesanya got knocked out against Pereira, I'd be more concerned about Israel Adesanya because Pereira threatened throughout the fight. Adesanya was winning, yes, but Usman was winning every second of the fight. Leon Edwards did not get a single round. He didn't even have positive moments until then. His corner was screaming at him about how much he'd underperformed. I mean, there's enough YouTube compilations or TikToks out there where you can see the corner telling him, you don't want it. We've worked so hard. You know, you have done nothing. You're wasting your moment and all this shit.
Like those old Teddy Atlas things that you remember when he used to get on his guys in the corner and stuff, right?
Yeah, and then he just come out and then he come out and found that knockout. But
right,
bro, remember remember that famous one? I don't, you probably do, Billy, where Angelo Dundee is telling Muhammad Ali, you're losing it, Sugar Ray Leonard, you're losing a kid, you're losing it. You need to go in there and take care of business. Or Lou Duva used to do, like those old school trainers. Yeah. I used to love those guys. Let me ask you a question. In London town, boom, is Leon Edwards over because he's a champion or not really because everybody think it was a lucky shot? That it was a high kick, right? Yeah. Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they won't take that into consideration. All the British fighters will be cheered. I'm sure a lot of these people that are going aren't your there'll be big hardcore UFC fans that know every single fighter, but sometimes there'll be people that just like casually watch UFC.
Yeah, being at the event.
Yeah, and going to be
a deal. It's a historic moment. Yeah.
And it'll be a lot of those people that have the money. Like sometimes, I go to the closest soccer team to me is Tottenham Hotspur. Tottenham Hotspur don't have a good atmosphere because Tottenham Hotspur supporters are rich and they do it as part of their social engagement. You get a lot of business clientele going to Tottenham. You have a lot of guys who leave the game after 75 minutes because they want to get to their car. They don't really care. They watch a little bit of football. They've taken their girlfriend there, or they've met up with their friends, or they've met up with their business associate. It's not really a great atmosphere at Tottenham. I think you'll have some of that where people just want to be a part of the occasion. You may even have that where people roll in to watch the last three fights. That could be a thing as well. The weirdest thing was that last time when I went to UFC in Vegas, it was I wasn't that pleased with the seat that my friend had bought. So I was looking around to see if we could get like further down or whatnot. In the end, the seat was fine. But it was one of those shows where it was like everybody was in. It was not two seats together anywhere with about four fights left. So
I like the fact that you and your friend couldn't sit together. Glenn,
We did sit together.
I don't like that. Who do you got in the Leon?
I like Kamaru Usman. I don't think one kick to the head is going to diminish the guy's skill. What he's shown. Bro, the guy beat Colby Covington twice. Who's just got? Yeah, I don't know. I like Usman in this fight, but I'm just concerned that he comes in with just a different mindset since he's coming off a loss. He's too aggressive and makes a mistake, is it? I don't know.
Well, this is my main question about the fight in terms of obviously looking at it from a betting perspective. What we're supposed to do here? Do you think that it's a he comes into it into hostile territory and says, okay, this guy's capable of knocking me out. I will grind out that decision because, as far as I'm concerned, Jorge Masvidal is more dangerous than Leon Edwards, and Kamaru Usman neutralized him relatively comfortably before stopping him in the other fight. But he'll be seeing one of them. He won the decision. He also won the decision against Colby Covington. Now, does he come in here like focus on just doing his job? Doesn't matter if you get booed. Doesn't matter if it's boring. 25 minutes, win the rounds, concentrate and get out of there. Or does he feel that I got knocked out? The only redemption here is to win convincingly. And does he chase a convincing victory?
So Conan,
what up?
I've been training and I've been taking my AG1 by Athletic Greens every day. What a product. Everything you need. I used to take a lot of vitamins. Okay, I'm a pretty healthy guy. I'm very much into personal health, diet, exercise. But I had all my vitamins, and I had like 8-9 bottles of vitamins that I would take. Athletic Greens is the perfect replacement for that. It's got 75 high-quality ingredients. Like I said, everything you need. It's a comprehensive health and power of habit in one. It's great for recovery. I take mine after my workout. You can take it. There's many different ways you can take it, but taking it after the workout is perfect for me because I get my nutrition like right when I'm done working out because I do intermittent fasting. So it's like, it's perfect. It inspires me to be as great as the athletes that I'm a fan of. You know, I like to work out, and like these guys take this too. It's like AG1 is so much more than a greens powder. It's all of your key health products in one. Joe, you've been taking it too, right?
Yeah, and as you mentioned before, you can, you know, drink it in the morning, drink it later on in the day after a workout. I kind of rotate. Just depends on how I'm feeling that day, but I love having it in the morning. I did replace coffee with it, and sometimes I'll use it after I do my fight camp workout. So, but the taste is great. And you feel noticeably different. You know, sometimes later in the day, you get a little lethargic and whatnot. Just pop in your AG1 by Athletic Greens, have your drink, and or take it to the gym. You know, it works very, very well.
Yeah, you get your daily nutrients, 75 high-quality ingredients, all in one. It's a comprehensive solution, and it's what you need for your supplemental routine. The Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply of vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/Conan. That's athleticgreens.com/KONAN. Check this product out. I use it every day. Joe Rogan uses them as a sponsor. You can tell this is the type of product that if you want, if you're into physical fitness and you're into personal health, you need AG1 by Athletic Greens.
Yo, and real quick, it contains chlorophyll, which carries oxygen to the blood cells. It boosts your immune system, better digestion, whole plethora of things. All three of us use it. We all swear by it.
But check that out at athleticgreens.com/Conair.
Boom.
Let me give you a perfect example of why my answer. Conan will appreciate this too. In the United States, Nigerian immigrants have the highest test scores in education, and economically, as a group, are the highest Nigerian immigrants are on the top of the food chain with education and income in the United States. Right, so he's a very intelligent, calculated person. I think that he's going to go to look at this from that standpoint and say, this is what I did to win 7.5 rounds in 2 fights against this guy, and he got one lucky kick on me. I'm just going to go back to the basics, do what I have to do, win the fight, and get my belt back. I think it's going to be a methodical, maybe go the distance, win every round, and just, you know, that's my take. What do you guys think? Conan, what do you think?
Well, I think that, you know, when you look at the everybody that he's beat, from Tyrone Woodley, the Rafael Dos Anjos, the Colby Covington, who's a beast. And, bro, I wonder what happened to Colby Covington. Did he just make a lot of money and said, fuck it? Or, like you said, alluded to, he's taken 2 losses and he hasn't been able to mentally get over it. I think Usman knows he's going into hostile territory. He's pissed. He wants his title back. And he knows damn well that this guy got lucky with that high kick. And I think he's going to go in there and show improvement.
I'll tell you what Colby Covington's problem is, I bet.
What?
Bro, he plays a lot of poker.
Right.
He plays a lot of poker, and that's it. Then I played poker, bro, and I played poker for, you know.
You got put in jail for it. You were
right, yeah. It's just a bag of that. But I'm saying, it's something that once you get in that culture and you play a lot of poker, you can't get out of playing a lot of poker, and that's your main focus. So I don't know if he's ever going to get it. Like, if he's playing and winning the poker, it's got that competitive nature in you where you like to go and win. Like, you know, he's a fighter. He likes to win. And I just don't – I'm wondering if he's just, like, playing so much poker right now that he's just not really interested in fighting, especially if he's making decent money doing it.
Well, he should at least –
Dana has
– let me just say this real quick before you say that, Joe. Uh-huh. He's, like, 35, so his window is really short. Yeah. He should get 2 super fights, get paid, and go back to playing fucking poker if that's what you're doing. But go ahead, Joe.
Dana White said recently, Colby's ready to fight. He's ready to fight, and he's ready to fight anybody. I know we've reached out to him for a couple different fights, and he said yes to it, but it just didn't work out. And Dana apparently likes the idea of Colby versus Rachmaninoff, so we could see that coming down the pike.
Wow, that's a good fight.
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, let's get into another stuff on sports. I just want to say one thing since we're in basketball. Bro, if you would have said at the beginning of the year which California team would be leading in the West Division, I don't think you'd say Sacramento, right?
Right.
It would be Golden State or LA.
They've stunk every year, but all of a sudden they're good. Right.
Bro, and they haven't been in the playoffs in 16 years, but this group right here, which just overtook Memphis for second place, Denver's on like a 4-game losing streak. but I don't worry too much about them. I think they're like the Bruins. They've won so many games, it's hard to get motivated, and everybody wants to take you down. But, you know, this fucking team of De'Aaron Fox and Sabonis and Marvin Harrison is no joke, you know, and yeah. Mike Brown might be coach of the year. I would not like to meet Sacramento in the playoffs. Let me just say that.
It depends. If they keep the number two seed, and if the Lakers like get in that play-in and you get stuck, maybe, and the Lakers are the seventh seed, and they come out of the playoffs and they got LeBron, D'Angelo Russell, and Anthony Davis all healthy, that's not a good spot. And, and also could get Golden State too. You don't want to play them with that play-in.
It's like they're put shit together.
But if the Lakers and Golden State come out of those play-in spots. The number one and number two seeds are in trouble, which, bro, I love the play-in stuff. It makes the game more interesting. What do you think, Billy?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I almost did a two-unit play yesterday. And I, as you said earlier, I never do them. But Golden State need to sort out their road form. That's now 9 road losses in a row, which is crazy because, you know, it's a basketball
court. But they play great at home.
Yeah.
They play great at home, but you need to – you know, you need to get some road wins to actually make the playoffs. I'm sure there'll be a correction there at some point.
It always works like that.
Bro, let me just say that system with what's the coach's name again from the Chicago that used to play for Chicago? Golden State's Steve.
Oh, Steve Kerr.
Yeah.
Oh, Steve.
So, bro, they've won 4 titles like in the past decade. Okay, they've got a couple of future Hall of Famers on the team. They got a rising star, Jordan Poole. They're going to put it together because that's a playoff savvy team. That's why they beat the Celtics, because of that experience. They'll bring it together and they'll be hard to deal with.
I was looking at that week. I think they're touching plus money to make the playoffs. I think so. You might want to look at. I'm going to have a look at that myself this week because the bookies think that it's reached a point where they might not make the playoffs now, but I think they will. But it's going to need somebody else to, you know, go in the other direction and drop off.
Okay, so let me just say a couple of things about football. What do you think of them releasing Ezekiel Elliott? Di?
He's washed. They don't need him. They got the other kid needs to be Pollard needs to be playing more touches. He's a better back.
I was watching this graphic, and it said like his first 3 years, which was like in 2016, he was like first in rushing. Yeah. Then he went all the way down to like 17th. Then he went down to like 24. Like he's, you know, yeah, he's.
Bro, there's just the NFL is just a diminishing point of returns with touches and running backs.
They ran him down.
He's been great. He's been productive. He wasn't bad last year. He's just a shell of himself.
Just Pollard is a better runner right now.
Absolutely. Would you agree with that, Billy?
Yeah, we see that with these names, you know, these running backs, and they put up their, you know, their rushing totals and everything, and there were a few hundred yard games that Derrick Henry had this season, but for the most part, he's become easier to play against. There's too many injuries there. It happens to all these like running backs. They're gonna have 2-3 good years. From a betting perspective, they're gonna overinflate their like running lines. And if you catch it at the right time, this was the season where you could tell that Zeke was under his number every single week. And even with the number of like carries that he was getting, like so the number of carries.
Bro, let me tell you, Billy. Just then, you probably know this because your history of the game. When me and Glenn were growing up, the running back was the most important player on most teams. Yeah. And a lot of times they were the number one pick.
And they're all bell cows.
Yeah.
They're all bell cows. You know, they didn't do the 2 and 3 back systems. They got these, but you know, this is, I don't know. Guys are getting bigger. They're hitting harder. They're trying to make it safer, but it's like, you know, these guys can't play.
Okay, good. A quick comment on this: reuniting Jimmy G with his former offensive coordinator in New England, Josh McDaniels. What do you think of that?
Good fantasy prospects for that team. They got a lot of good skill players. They got Jacoby Myers is a good pickup too. The guy, he's the number one receiver in New England, and he got Davante Adams. He's got a lot of weapons, and he's a winner. Jimmy G's a winner, and I can get him to the playoffs. He come out, maybe win a playoff game, get him to take him on a journey. You know, I like Jimmy G. What about you, Billy?
I'm just surprised by that. Yeah, it's a good move, and it will improve New England. It would be interesting to see what happens with Mac Jones, where he goes. But I just feel like, if you're Bill Belichick, for me, you're the only coach.
No, Jimmy G's going to the Raiders.
Oh, Jimmy G's going to the – I thought
– yeah, sorry, No. The old coach of Josh – he's with Josh McDaniels, his old offensive coordinator.
Yeah, in New England.
Yeah, that's what he meant.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. They're
reunited.
Yeah, Billy is like – NFL free agency over here is a big deal – a bigger deal than it is in England. It's all of like – you know, NFL's king in the United States and the EPL is king in England. But like over here, it's still football all year round, 24-7, 365.
No, we absolutely like don't get any coverage on this at all. Like I have to always do like my own kind of work on it, like kind of like – or rely on like Cav and – Cav will say, have you seen this? Have you seen that? And he was celebrating about...
over here, people don't really know about the Manchester United problems with the fair play stuff.
Bro, let me just say
that's not as big a story over here,
this
right?
Last thing about football, because I'm very happy. My Dolphins picked up Mike White, okay? He looked good with the Jets, but he's the backup to Tua because we don't know if he's coming back. But the main pickup was Jalen Ramsey. And so now we've got Fangio, who's a really deep, good defensive mind. He's going to get Fangio and what's the other cornerback?
Ramsey
name?
And Howard, Xavier Howard.
Yes, and who's a Pro Bowl cornerback, okay? We've got and we've got talent at all three levels of defense. Christian Wilkins is an excellent interior lineman. Chubb and Phillips, good edge rushers. And then we got the two bomb safeties. That D's going to be really good.
Conan.
What up?
You may have noticed an increase in articles, videos, and posts recently talking about the health risks of inadequate sleep. Well, if you've been listening to this show, you know that Legacy Sports Nutrition has been telling you guys that for years. Do you want less belly fat, more testosterone, more energy, better mood? There's one hack that doesn't require a change in diet or more exercise. Improve your sleep with Recovery PM. My favorite product from Legacy Sports Nutrition, Joe's too. Take two Recovery PM about an hour before bed and feel the difference in the quality of sleep you get. And after a couple weeks, you'll notice how everything else is improving. Recovery PM is a top-selling product at LegacySubs.com. And that's because over 80% of the people that buy it once come back for more. That's not marketing. That's results. So Joe's been using it. Feels great. He's nice. He's at a party right now. So Joe gets so much sleep. Good sleep. He's able to go out to parties, surprise birthday parties on Friday nights.
Right, and I show up on the show. Yeah.
Right. So try it now. You won't regret it. Go to LegacySupps.com. That's LegacySupps.com or RecoveryPM.com. That's RecoveryPM.com. And use code K100 for an extra 10% off your order. And of course, using code K100 supports this show too. Level up your life with Recover PM now from Legacy Sports Nutrition or boy Nick Aldis.
And I don't use the all-in-one, but I'm going to. I use the nighttime fat burner, which has been very effective. Check out for fat burning, for muscle gain, for anything that you can imagine. They have Legacy Subs for men and Legacy Subs for women. Check that out at LegacySubs.com. Boom.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
So I'll actually make my point about New England anyway, even though obviously Jimmy G's not going there, but actually it makes my point more relevant. So if you continue with Mac Jones, or even if you do trade off Mac Jones and decide to go with somebody else this season, I honestly feel that Bill Belichick, out of all the coaches in the league, he's the only one that can afford to go 2-15 or 3-14 in the league and still keep his job, and deliberately get play for the fact that next year in the draft, you have number one and two are going to be two of the best quarterbacks that have come through college. So if they were to do that and they were to improve their draft picks and get those quarterbacks, then they would be in a position to win the Super Bowl again. Until they do that, I'm not sure that they can. Obviously, there's a lot of coaches in there that can't do it. Even the Packers, I don't think that we can get away with doing it, even though our coach has had two good years prior to this. I'm just not sure, you know, what we're going to do with Love. I think we may be running the ball a bit more in a league that's not a fucking running league anymore. So it's concerning to me that we don't have Rodgers. The replacement there isn't right. There's a lot of teams, a lot of like big.
Bro, all the legendary quarterbacks are starting to retire. Like, yeah. All the guys that we've got, the Brady, Rodgers, it's like they're all not going to be. It's like all of a sudden we got new guys now. You know, it's like, and there's not a lot of the new guys. It's like, you know, Justin Herbert's like this big shit that you know, he had a shitty playoff game. It's like, you know, I don't know, like these guys aren't stars yet, except for maybe Burrow and Ben Mahomes. It's like, but yeah, we had like. Go ahead.
You're looking at these franchises next year who always made the playoffs all through like my 20s and 30s. It was like, it was a major shock if the Patriots and the Packers were not there. The next year, like, it's quite feasible that Patriots and Packers won't be there again after not making it this year as well. Like, it's like a different time for these, yeah. Like,
we're getting older, man. It's like generations can keep going. Like, we're on my fourth generation now. We're Generation Z with that Millennials, Gen X, and Gen Z too. Well, we're doing now. We're Generation X, right?
Right.
Okay. So then there was the Millennials, Gen Z, or the Millennials, Gen Z, and the Baby Boomers. But it's four generations I've been through here. So it's like, yeah, everything changes. So
let me
what's the generation that don't know if they're boys or girls?
That's Generation G's Generation Z. That's the new one.
Yeah. So let me just say this. The World Baseball Classic, there's some teams that has some really good players, like Japan, Dominican Republic was stacked. Puerto Rico, United States has a good team. I did see the United States destroy England. But anyways, there was this guy from Nicaragua that I never heard of. Did you see this guy?
I haven't been watching the World Baseball Classic.
Okay, was this little thin Pedro Martinez looking guy? He's like 5'10", looks like a breadstick. And his name is Duque, okay? He went out there, struck out Juan Soto, Julio Rodriguez, and Rafael Devers of the Dominican Republic. And he got signed by the Tigers, which is a great story. Right. Okay. And then we had that game, which was Dominican Republic against Puerto Rico, which they're both in the Caribbean. They're both neighbors. They both probably have the most players in baseball. And that crowd in Miami, because a lot of Puerto Ricans and Dominicans in Miami, was going nuts. Puerto Rico, Dominica. It was an incredible atmosphere, but so sad to see Edwin Diaz, even though Puerto Rico beat the DR, get hurt. Everybody do a circle around him while he was sitting on the floor, and Disco just told me he's out for the year.
Yeah, the best closer in the past like 10 years in baseball is out for the year now for the Mets. So I was a Braves fan. I'm not crying over that, to be honest with you.
So let me ask you a question. If you're an owner, Disco, and somebody wants to play for your team, but there's a chance he gets injured, are you letting him go?
Yeah, I mean, it was a fluke. I mean, when are you going to get, like, especially that? Like, are teams now going to stop doing that celebration? where the guy hits a home run and they all get in the home plate and they all jump up and down. I mean, they all go, but
I've actually
fluke.
Seen people get hurt in that, believe
well,
it or
I'm just
not.
Saying is it's a complete fluke. It's not like anything, you know, you never know when you're going to get hurt. If like Bill Belichick always used to let the guys play. He says, well, he's, we've got you. He goes, well, you tell me when he's going to get hurt and I'll take him out.
Right.
It's like, I don't know when he's going to get hurt. You don't know. It's like, well, who knows when these guys are going to get hurt? So he just lets them play. So like, I think it was a fluke. So I
right.
would
this is like
keep playing.
Family feud. Good answer.
Right. Yeah,
good
right. All right. Let's wrap it up because I got
to
get going.
Just
here.
Last thing I want to say.
Yeah.
Give me your thoughts on this fucking guy, Billy, from Manchester.
Haaland.
What a fucking beast. 5 goals. He's leading the league in goals.
Yeah, and he was mad he didn't score more.
Score 30.
And he was mad
22.
He didn't score more in the post-game interview.
what
about
do you think
Billy?
Of this guy?
Yeah, you know, he didn't score more because him and Messi are both tied for 5 goals in a game in a Champions League. And right. Guardiola obviously has a relationship with Messi. That's like the favorite, his favorite player he's ever played for him. So there's like stuff on the internet that that's why he took him off so that he wouldn't take Messi's record.
And listen to this. Who was the last guy to have 5 hat tricks in a season? Because he's already done it this year.
I assume it was probably Ronaldo in Spain probably did it.
You'll be surprised. Harry
but
Kane.
Nobody's done it in our league.
Harry Kane in 2016. Yep.
Wow.
But what do you think of this guy, Billy?
Yo, he's a beast. Like the thing that City are having to adjust to is that when you have him, in your team, you have 10 men in transition, which means that when you have to defend, he's not going to track back. He's not going to do the defensive side of the game. Like he's not going to press either. So he's not going to try and win the ball back. And then he's not going to get back either. So that's become very fashionable in soccer at the moment, trying to utilize every man, getting your attackers to do the defensive part of the job. What that allows you to do basically is that if your attackers can learn how to press and do more defensive jobs, the things that these teams are doing, they're pressurizing teams to win the ball higher up the pitch. So that when you, the easiest way to explain it is, when you have a heat map, point to my like little map there. Like when you have this section of the pitch here is where you keep winning the ball. So basically you have a high percentage of the ball here because your forwards, rather than just allowing teams to get into your own half, your forwards are able to do part of the defending and they're able to win the ball back. The high press has been really popular. He doesn't do that. You have to completely sacrifice that, and your defense and your midfield, they have to do a lot more work to have him in your team. So he's not worth having unless he's doing what he's doing. And he's doing what
he's doing.
And he's
doing it, right, exactly.
And him and Robert Lewandowski, I would say, are the only two players in the world who are worth having that do as little as they do otherwise, other than sticking the ball in the net. Last season, what you saw with Cristiano Ronaldo is Manchester United having the inability to cope with having this one less player. Ronaldo wasn't scoring as many as Haaland, even though he had an okay season, and the team weren't able to cope in transition with less players. And we all saw the results. Like, Manchester United were an absolute shit show. They're a team in crisis. They were like, being caught out with in 5-4 situations and things of that nature. There was turmoil in the dressing room, no confidence.
How has Ronaldo, he been doing in Arabia?
It's mixed. He scored 4 goals in one game. He's having
against teams that are inferior that what he's used
to playing. They're all inferior, yeah. Right. But he's had Tampa tantrums in the other, in other games. So yeah, I mean, he's not at his peak. But this is the thing, like his body is at its peak. I mean, he's got a better body than Harry Kane. He's got a better body than Haaland. He looks incredible. But I don't know, like age is weird. Like you can sleep in an oxygen tank and you can eat dry chicken every day, which is what Ronaldo does. Dry chicken and scrambled eggs. You know, I know for a fact that's what he eats. But yeah, it'd be just, age is age. Like something, it's something that you can't like defy, and he can't defy his age. Like it's been proven. If he can't do it, nobody can. If you can sleep in an oxygen can, live off scrambled egg whites and eat dry chicken and do all the extra work and training that you do, like in your house and at training, and just be absolute fucking cyborg for football, and you still need to go and play in Saudi Arabia, nobody can overcome age. It's impossible.
Or you can eat candy bars and eat that cheese whiz sandwich that Joe sent me one time that looks absolutely atrocious.
It was a pizza steak. Like Joe. Yeah. Pizza gross. Steak with pepperoni.
Yes.
Fried hots.
That's culinary treat right there. Okay, so where can people find you, Billy?
Yeah, I'm over at lockbetting.com. I may do something in a few weeks where I restart a Patreon account for K100 people. So it'll be a way to get lockbetting.com, but via Patreon for K100 people, and I'm going to set that up for inexperienced people. So I'm going to try and do podcasts in a different way. I'm going to try and do write-ups in a different way. I'm going to try and do a more educated service in terms of giving you the picks, but also giving you a sort of lesson on what Asian handicaps are and what over-unders are and what futures are. Because, you know, I had a guy who joined up for my service who DM'd me today and said to me, what is the future? Like, I don't have these bets. I'm like, yeah, you just signed up, because so you won't have them. But he said, what is a future? Obviously, experienced people know a future is something where you bet something that's going to happen in the future, like a team
like
to
the
win
beginning
the
year.
Bowl. Yeah, a right. team to win the Super Bowl. Like, so today, for example, I hit seven over the last 3 days. I've hit seven futures in itself. I've been 7-0 with futures for Champions League and Europa League. This guy's new. He obviously doesn't have them, but it's very important to get on my futures because it's one of the things that I do best. So just for the sake of people, if you don't know what a future is, you don't know what an Asian handicap line is, I try to provide that on my current service via giving 24/7 like WhatsApp assistance with this consultancy service. But I think people do like Patreon. So I may delve into keeping it a K100 sports kind of Patreon, which is going to be the same picks as lock betting. But it's going to be for people that really don't know what they're doing, because there are some people from that. Because I don't want people to not be able to make money because they don't know how to bet or they don't know what they're doing. So I will be looking at some kind of starter service. But if you don't need that, head over to lockbetting.com with 117 months in a row of transparent track profit. If you do have questions, I can answer them for you on WhatsApp. So not fully understanding shouldn't be a reason not to sign up. Not having enough money to gamble is the only reason not to sign up.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There's a My Fort Myers story for everyone. Relax and recharge on white sand beaches and cruise between 100 coastal islands by boat. Explore brick-lined streets, public art, and boutique shopping. Spend quality time together throughout our islands, beaches, and neighborhoods. Direct flights arrive daily at Southwest Florida International Airport. Plan your trip at visitfortmyers.com to make your own My Fort Myers memories.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
At the Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's, walking means so much more. It means fighting for a different future, for families facing the disease today, for treatments. Because when you take part in Walk to End Alzheimer's, you're not just walking, you're fighting to stop the disease. We're closer than ever, but to get there, we need you. Join us for the world's largest fundraiser to fight the disease. Register today at alz.org/walk.
Fresh Step knows you'd do anything for your cat. From getting them food that's nicer than yours to letting them take a midday nap on your keyboard. So why settle for basic litter? Switch to Fresh Step. Fresh Step cat litter locks in liquid and odor on contact, giving you up to 15 days of odor control. Learn more at freshstep.com. Step it up to Fresh Step with superior odor control. Versus leading value clumping litter, Fresh Step is a registered trademark of the Clorox Pet Products Company. Febreze is used under license from the Procter & Gamble Company or its affiliates.